Lois, sir,
Hello?
wrapping available. Hello, is there Rodney available?
This is me.
Hi, Rodney. My name is John. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not sending anything, just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, some sort of print, radio, internet, or television?
Excuse me?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
Oh, okay. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Chances are 50-50.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion, sir. And what is your age?
I'll be 45 tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, congratulations, sir. Happy birthday in advance. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you, sir?
I'm black.
Okay,
Indian.
Thank you, sir. Oh, okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10, sir.
I would say it's about a 7. I'm the type of person I usually vote, but it's like choosing the worst of two evils right now, so I don't know how.
Oh,
I'm going
to not a problem, sir. And we respect your opinion. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And if you approve or disapprove of the job that they're doing, can you tell me if that would be a strongly approve or disapprove, or if you just somewhat approve or disapprove? The first person is Marcy Captured as Congresswoman.
Is she going for president or is she going for something in Congress?
No. This is just your opinion if you approve or disapprove the job that they are doing.
Nancy Pelosi?
Marcy Captured, sir.
Oh.
Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Is she a Republican or a Democrat? How about that?
Wouldn't be able to tell, sir. It's not my opinion. This is your opinion, the one that we're trying to get.
Oh, these are names. I don't even know the woman, so just put...
All right. The next one is Joe Biden. Joe Biden as a president, sir?
No, I absolutely hate Joe Biden.
So would you say you strongly disapprove, some would disapprove?
I disapprove.
Okay, would that be a strongly disapprove or some would disapprove, sir?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Donald Trump as former president.
I mean, I don't approve Donald Trump. I don't approve of Donald Trump, but
okay. So if you don't approve, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove, sir?
Just regular. Just, you know, you can put me like in the middle of Donald Trump. You know, I'm kind of like swaying.
I don't have a veto.
Sides.
I'm sorry. I only have the option for me to put that you answer somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove when it comes to this person.
Okay, well, I just disapprove.
The next one is for Sherrod Brown as senator.
Sherrod Brown, senator of Ohio, right? Well, yeah, I approve of Sherrod Brown.
Well, you said you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions after I read each one. Can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? If you have not heard of the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, you can also tell me that. And the
okay.
First one is for Marcy Kaptur. Is that very favorable, somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable, or never heard of this person?
I never heard of her.
Okay, understood. The next one is for Republicans in Congress. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion?
I approve of what they do.
And would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, understood somewhat. Then thank you, sir. The next one is Derek Marin. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion in regards to this person?
I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay, understood. The next one is for Democrats in Congress.
Okay.
Using the same scale, what would be your opinion? Is it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable for Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. The next one is for First Energy.
For what? For First Energy?
Yes, First Energy, correct.
Like the electric company?
Yes, First Energy, correct, sir.
Okay. And what about it?
The same, sir. We're asking you the same. What is your opinion about it? And also using the same scale that I just read to you, from very favorable going on to very unfavorable. You may choose depending on your opinion.
Favorable. My father retired from there.
And when you say, not a problem, sir. And would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable in regards to First Energy, sir, just to make sure about your opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Okay, not a problem, sir. And for the next one on the list is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Using the same scale, and how would you rate?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Thank you for your opinion. The next person on the list is Joe Biden.
I hate Joe Biden.
So is it very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Not a problem. We're almost done. And if the Democrat, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or a Democrat? If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward? The Republican Party, lean Republican, Democrat, other?
I'm kind of undecided at this point. I've been a Democrat for years, but at this point, I...
Not a problem. I mean, if the election for... And thank you for your opinion. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
I would vote for Robert S. Kennedy before I vote for any of them.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Thank you for your opinion. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I probably wouldn't even vote.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't even vote.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? Would you say Republican Bernie Moreno, Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Understood. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably the first guy, the Republican.
Marin. Okay, not a problem, sir. And thank you for your opinion. We're almost done. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I mean, there's a chance that I vote for, if I find the right information between now and what, Tuesday, possibility. It's a possibility.
Is there a chance then, or not chance in this case? Just to make sure.
There's a chance. It's a chance.
Oh, okay, understood. Just to make sure about your opinion. Then I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says that Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 4 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Or does it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true? Can you please say so?
I couldn't quite understand what you said when you were saying something about taxes and
That's in the statement that I read to you, sir. What we're asking you pretty much is the statement that I read to you makes you much more likely to vote for this person, somewhat less likely to vote for this person, or if it doesn't make no difference for you to vote for this person.
I couldn't hear the statement because my phone kind of went like in and out. That's what I was trying to say. Like, so I kind of missed when you were saying something.
I'm going to read it to you again, sir. The only thing is that if I keep on reading the same thing over and over, I'm going to take more of your time. And I mean, if you don't mind, it's okay. It says Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference for you to vote for this person? If this statement makes you more likely to vote for her,
it makes no difference.
Okay. Not a problem, no difference. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin after each statement. Can you please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true? You can also say that. The first statement, it says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Does this makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you consider that this statement is not true?
I would say that would probably more likely make me not vote for him.
Okay, understood, sir, and thank you for your opinion. The next one is, the next statement is, says that Derek Merrin wrote a bill that will define a crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women who potentially lead into prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not, or do you consider that this is not true?
Yeah. I wouldn't vote for that. I would definitely not vote for that.
Okay, so would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Very much not likely.
Okay, not a problem, sir, and thank you for your opinion. And as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead-pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Does this make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, makes no difference. More likely, or do you consider it's not true?
I probably won't vote for him.
Okay, not a problem. It will be much less likely, just to confirm your opinion, sir?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. And before we finish in the state, the legislature, Derek Merrin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion in regards to this statement? Much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Most not likely.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. I appreciate it, Rodney. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half in Congress. Merrin will stand with those who voted to got Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, makes no difference. More likely,
not likely.
Much less. Oh, okay. Understood, sir. And nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mary even voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely to vote for them? Somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely?
Most not likely.
Much? Oh, okay, not a problem, sir. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for Merrin?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, you wouldn't. All right, not a problem, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
I would probably vote for the Democrat woman.
Democrat. Okay, not a problem. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin, sir?
Does. That's the one with the electric, right?
Yeah, because of the electric language. Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Yeah. The electric bills is totally, you know, crazy. And then by them buying out the, you know, Ohio Edison, you know, it's not like you just can just pay for your electric. You got to barter and all this other type of shit to try to keep your bill at something reasonable,
right,
which I don't agree with.
Understood, and we appreciate your opinion, sir. Wanted to ask you as well, what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I got to a junior in college.
Oh, okay, in college, not a problem, sir. Thank you. And regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm more of an independent.
Independent, all right, not a problem. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Okay. Not a problem. And then in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or it was for older, or did you didn't vote?
I actually voted for Biden's ass.
Okay, understood.
That's why I'm not voting for him again.
Understood, sir, and I appreciate your opinion. Believe me, I do appreciate your time once again, certainly. Once again, it was a pleasure for sharing your opinion and for your time, sir. Thank you so much. You have a great evening, okay?